Mobile.
We're at XD Mobile.
XD Carrier 4NAP, good morning, sir. This morning.
Dead cold, I think.
Now, boy, you need to go get yourself up on the zinc.
Claritin, I think it's allergies, more than a head cold, actually. I just got some sinus drainage and a little bit of that going on, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Claritin that Walmart got for like $2.50 a bottle?
About it.
When mine, hay fever's cutting up, and it works just fine. Called Lortab.
Sir, we might actually have some Lortab. I didn't know what that was, some kind of special stuff.
But, allergies, it'll flat take care of it.
That's my wife. When I get home today, if we've got any of that.
If it is, it won't.
I don't need anything with Benadryl in it.
How you guys doing, boy?
Doppler, I didn't see rain in sight.
It passes the point. Oh, it's around. It's coming.
We have all this rain yesterday or last night. I don't know that we got any.
Tomorrow I had a little bit of thunder, but I didn't hear nothing last night.
At my house, like a freight train, pouring down rain, thundering and lightning, went on south of 85.
It dropped.
Here much. I wonder if it went too cold or not. The first beer, the ginger beer, was last night. Boy, that's a potent freaking ginger ale, let me tell you.
Cooking this weekend?
On it. It all depends on what the rain's going to do. It's my understanding we're supposed to have stuff like this all the way through Sunday.
Go for it anyway. Keep down.
I told you about getting that Lodge kickoff grill, didn't I?
About that, I've got to look that up.
You know, charcoal grill, but it, man, I'm telling you, if it was windy out, that'd be the ticket.
Yeah, it's charcoal smoking. Yeah, there's smoking the flavors of charcoal.
And then that white noise again.
Right there.
Good.
One inch. and you're messed up. Find that stupid connector for that handy talkie to put it directly to the tower to signal to get you up. The antenna is 50 feet in the air or better.
Oh, you spray all the wire harnesses and everything, and keep
You wouldn't believe the mice, squirrel, mutton, and garbage is in there. And a few of them in cars out here, I think. Eating up wire harness by the surrounding car wall, all kinds of weird spots.
Yeah, you can do that.
You know,
brother-in-law works down in Lawrence. He said a guy, he's got banana trees. And he said they're doing great. And I didn't think it was the right climate for bananas here.
Banana trees, it's those little miniature trees.
He wasn't growing them for the bananas. He was growing them. I can't remember what he told me. I'd have to ask him. I'll ask him. I'll talk to him today. I'll ask him if it was the miniature ones or not.
Through ordering order banana plant to put around my tree, I ordered a ice cream blue job or something, or not. It's got some funky name, but it's supposed to be able to grow bananas even in this zone. And they're supposed to be almost like a vanilla-flavored ice cream, is the way everybody describes it.
Yes, when it gets hot this summer. Ice cream bush.
It's supposed to taste like ice cream. That's the way everybody describes it. I don't know how true it is. I'm going to find out. But they ain't supposed to grow like 15, 20 foot tall.
W Mobile.
Well, let me know how that goes. I might try that. Morning, Ken.
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming in here in a couple weeks, so I'm going to get it planted in a pot and stick it on the back deck next to the pool and see what happens.
And a banana tree, and I couldn't keep the dog from digging it up.
Planting it next to the pool, but I'm afraid that it might, as it expands, maybe it'll get up underneath the pool, and I don't want to do that.
Have to get to maturity.
I don't really remember. I know they die down every year, so basically you got to cut them back every year, and then they'll start all over again.
It's like to swarm around the banana trees and get down underneath them.
I don't know. I get visitors all the time at the pool. Freaking wasp and carpenter bees. Yellow jackets here and there, and then the daggum sweat bees all the time.
You guys, I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all have a good day and have a great weekend. We'll catch you Sunday, hopefully. KK4NXE sending 7-3s to everybody, and we'll talk at you again. I'll be clear on my final, KK4NXE.
Try and catch up with you this weekend.
Hope you have a great day at work, and have a great weekend.
Okay, KN4TFW.
Work at different times, because I ain't caught you lately the last couple days. I think I left out. I was on the road a little after 4, and I never did hear you yesterday.
Off, I was talking to her on the telephone. Up in the afternoons when I get off, then I don't never jump on the radio.
Yesterday, it seemed he got his stuff from BridgeCom in. He said they got him on back order now.
Radio, and he's trying to figure it out. He's just got it on 2 meters right now.
Radio up. I'm glad I didn't spend a lot of money, because, I mean, I don't know. It's just easier to do this. Every time you want to change any program, you got to redo the code plug. So, it's a pain in the butt, but it does work.
Programming an HT from the front of it, or even this one from the front, it's a royal pain. It's better to just do it with a program on the computer and download it to it.
Another vehicle. Driving this truck to work every day, pulling in this parking lot. Man, this thing sucks. Ed, don't let me keep you out of here.
Friday. I'm in here. Right now, I'm just in a neighborhood where I'm having a fling about every other driveway, so.
Mine, you can't just get it in any parking spot.
I did add a backup camera to it. I bought a little weird backup camera. It's a license plate thing. It's got a camera on it. I mean, it works okay. It's better not having one at all, I guess. You having to bag everything today, too? In It ain't nothing fancy. It just, it works. It just, put it between two cars. Yeah, I was going to say 7-3. Hopefully y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you on the radio this weekend or next week. So y'all have a good Friday, and we'll holler at you later. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have an awesome weekend, KN4TFW.
I don't know if you heard, but I'm gonna, I might have me a new great-granddaughter by the end of this weekend.
Awesome.
Get it over with.
First.
That's her first one. Come over with a plumber friend and a chainsaw and pull it, but I don't think she like that.
Probably not. Like you pull a calf?
Yeah.
It rained until this evening, didn't it?
Yeah, because radar didn't show any, excuse me, any rain. I know up to 6 o'clock. Now, after that, I don't know.
Not until later today on a maybe. Mostly tomorrow, but not a lot even then.
That is holding off while I'm on the route.
Stopping you from having to bag him, though, right?
You're right. A little over 300 this morning. I've got a lot of them. I decided to start taking vacation early.
Ready to be over with this COVID and restrictions and that, and so the first chance they got, decided to take vacation.
Don't blame them. If I could, I would. No parties this weekend?
You looked. So I really can't help you on that one.
At a house.
Yeah, you'll have to text me and let me know. Warming really bad. I normally don't hook up the radio.
I don't hook mine up, but if it's just a good to be down for, I'll sit there and do what I can do.
Won't affect HF, right?
As far as I know, you're right.
Effect on UHF, VHF.
If you park under a tree and you intend to touch it, pretty much won't.
Patrick said his radio in his truck just wasn't working really good, and but the only thing that really changed, he thought, was the leaves on the trees.
Why I'm dropping out of the repeater.
You and Andrew both, Annette, I don't know how mine sounded, KN4TFW.
Nobody could hardly copy anybody earlier.
Full signal on you coming, you know, coming in, but it's still scratchy.
In this end. May have an effect on the repeater.
Over here in the low-lying areas.
And lucky, I don't have any fog over this one.
A little bit damp over here. Right here where I'm jumping on the interstate at.
Right over here.
Epic over here for some reason.
One car all morning. Say two.
There's granddaughters got a ball game this weekend up here in Duncan. And that they live down at the beach. I figure she must be playing travel ball.
Play to that ball game. Go to that ball game.
It just depends on what the weather's going to be doing.
It's going to rain all weekend.
It's like about a 70% chance, I think, in the afternoons on Saturday. And then Sunday's supposed to be mostly dry.
I need to dry out. Just wondering if the problem with the repeater is weather condition and stuff is trying to hook up with another repeater.
And hearing that. You know, they had heard some from a long ways away the other day.
They're in Columbia, and there's also one up in Tennessee, but I can't remember where at.
I was talking on this one, and it was like it was linked up with several others, but you probably took right. It was probably propagation.
I know if you get up on 440, they link 6 different repeaters from North Carolina all the way down past Greenwood.
On 440.
That's on it, but as far as a lot of daily traffic like this repeater, it doesn't have it. Did you get an email from Grady Great Outdoors over the weekend?
Remember, but I'll have to look at it. I did get that one, you know, remember you said you got one from Poland for a QSO party? I did get one from there.
Grady's a sports good place. They sent me an email saying that I could order ammunition with no limits. They just have to let me know when it's ready to be picked up in the store.
Price?
From 22s, and it was $8.95 a box. But the sale was only good for the 4th and 5th.
That email, but then again, I've never bought anything from Grady's, I don't think.
I've bought some stuff, but not a lot. Catching a little bit, Ken, that boy of mine, Harold, called me, and I need to see what he's up to, because he's out mighty, mighty early. So, 7-3's to you. I'll let you know something about QSO parties, and you have a good one. So 7-3, my friend. KN4NFW, be clear.
That's this weekend, KN4TFW.